It's the Michael Mara Show.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
Our panelists are about...
Mike. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm pressing a lot of buttons that are incorrect. I've been
There's some men.
Mr. O'Mara.
There's some men out front that are talking into their cuff that would like to talk to you.
I swear to God, I didn't mean to do that. Hey, Curly, save me here.
Yep. And how do you do?
Yeah.
Drink four of these and whoop, whoop, whoop.
I played Curly before. Shut up, Curly.
Didn't know it was loaded.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to Buzz Burbank and more fun and more thrills, please... sit back, relax, and enjoy Katie's thought of the day.
Hey there, this is Katie with a very special thought of the day. I hate guys who think they have a chance. In every public setting, you can pick out the douchebags who think they are God's gift to women. But really, they're still just douchebags in a nice shirt and a baseball hat turned backwards. Trust me, buddy, I don't want you to buy me a beer. My bedroom is hell. And you, sir, are the snowball. Yep, that's right. You. I hate you.
Isn't she a darling?
Man. So cute.
Isn't that wonderful?
So cute.
Keep the hatred coming, Katie. We love it. We really do.
New one tomorrow.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's the party on the 8th. It comes up this Friday.
Come on out.
Debut of the Buzz Babes Friday night, 8808 at 8. The Great Chantilly Sports Bar Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. We'll be there in the monkey room.
If you come out, we'll tell you what we just had to dump.
I'm not going to tell that story. I'm going to just make that go away and never come around again.
Okay.
I also want to thank East Street Limo. They'll provide our ride for the party on the 8th. Mm-hmm. Many thanks to Tom and everyone at East Street Limo. Call them 703-938-5900 or online at eaststreet.biz. That's it, and should be fine. If we finally figured out our phones. Thank God.
Yeah, they work great now.
Right, they work great now. It's the end of the show. They work
just
fine.
In time.
Right.
Just in time for Jim Rome.
What were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
I was going to say, everyone come to the party on the 8th because mm-hmm. it'll be fun.
That's what I was going to say.
That's very unique.
I read like it that. Over Buzz's shoulder.
That's delightful. All right, let's get our final buzz of the afternoon with a super stud himself. Hi. What's a cutaway, Buzz?
Ah!
No, I'm just kidding, of course.
Okay. Of course. Government officials have taken the immigration bull by the horns, and they've developed a new plan. Ask the illegals to turn themselves in.
Ah.
Brilliant.
That is a brilliant idea. Why couldn't I have thought of that?
Operation Scheduled Departure allows illegal
You're
immigrants.
Kidding.
I'm not.
Immigrants make me think foreign. Foreign makes me think Europe. Mm-hmm. Europe makes me think France.
And
France makes me think First Lady. I don't know why I'm addicted. I think I feel somehow like it's sick now.
No.
I feel like I'm diseased.
There's
I feel like I have some sort of
that.
Illness.
No.
I just can't. I never get tired of it.
That is dripping with sex. That's why.
That is just the sexiest sound.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, bon ami.
So this Operation Scheduled Departure lets illegal immigrants deport themselves to avoid getting caught by a system that wasn't catching them in the first place.
Are they at least asking them to leave in their native language?
I don't even know. Immigration officials say some illegals would rather go home than go to prison. That's the logic behind this.
Is the issue of the economy and the unemployment rate continuing to skyrocket, is that affecting these immigrants? Because I'm wondering, you know, a lot of these people that come over from foreign countries mm-hmm. send a good chunk of their money back home mm-hmm.
Yes.
to their family. And,
sure.
and the fact is, times are very tight mm-hmm. now. And mm-hmm. I am just wondering, I've never heard that statistic as to whether the people that we're so concerned about,
right.
because of the economy being what it is, perhaps might be going back to their home countries.
Well, here's the effect that it's had. After the first week of this Turn Yourself In program, one illegal. Nationwide, one illegal has turned himself in
the nation.
That's right, Jose Stewing Stavalek.
Mission accomplished.
I just want to say, I'm very, very happy to be here in the United States of America.
What's your name?
My name is Jose Stewing Stavalek.
Have you found employment here?
No, I no find employment, but I see in the advertisement.
Yes, on the
they
flyer.
Tell me to turn myself in.
And so what are you doing?
I'm turning myself in.
But before you do
send
that.
Send me back.
From where you come from?
I come from El Salvador. Send me back home.
Would you like that?
To the Stewing Stabilex, the L Stewing Stabilex.
You're going by bus.
Yes, a bumpy bus with chickens on it.
Before you go, though,
see,
can you mulch my garden?
That is very dangerous stereotype, pig. I come to you in your sleep and...
Scene. Cut. Take two. Now, the Chinese government is also very clever as it opens... As it opens its Summer Olympic ceremonies today, while a group of American cyclists... While American cyclists apologize for wearing face masks to protect against the smog...
Oh, you pedal now very hard, go fast.
Look at such weak American. They pedal around with baby face masks on.
The Chinese government is insisting it's not smog, it's mist.
Oh, sure. Come on.
Oh, God, I hate that government. I really, really do. I mean, that's just so they're trying to pull their crap that they dump on their people,
yes,
on the world now. How stupid do they think the world is?
It is mist. It's coal mist.
It's mist. It's poison mist.
This is not smog. This is poison mist.
Call up Most Honorable Video Store. Have them pull all copies of Fog off shelf.
You know, it seems to me, I'd be very curious about the Today Show, the shots that they set up for that show, do they look like they might be designed to maximize how pretty it is and they
of
really
course.
Don't give you a good look?
Well, sure.
Because you never see a long shot of Tiananmen Square.
No.
And if you do, you can see. Mm-hmm. I was watching in the Forbidden City or wherever the F they were today.
What Chinese restaurant were they at?
In the distance, you see one of these little architecture designs that they have
a
over
pagoda?
In China. And it looked like it was a little hazy. And I said, that's probably that crap air they're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. The NFL has a new code of conduct for the fans.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me stop the Chinese music now. I got carried away with it almost as much as this. Thank you. I love that. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say it could be for Dat Nguyen.
Dat Nguyen.
Of the Dallas Cowboys. He's an Asian football player.
Dat Nguyen?
Dat Nguyen.
I didn't know they had an Asian football
player.
Don't you
remember him from, what was that Hard Knocks show?
Dat Nguyen.
Dat Nguyen.
Oh, you will play hard. Or we go see your auntie, okay?
Oh, snap the ball. Watch out for poisonous haze.
Very good. We do that right now.
The National Football League says it's trying to make going to a game more family-friendly after recent complaints about drunken, obnoxious...
Daniel Snyder Advisory Board.
Yes, a crowd full of Eric Bickles.
When the 2008 season opens, disruptive fans, including... women who flash their breasts and increasingly common
Occurrence. Is that what they're going to zero in on? No, zero in on the guys that are in back of like kids that are, you know, are drunk and saying the F-bomb all the time. Because that's crap, and I don't take that when I go to a sporting
event.
And
as far as the flashing women, I don't even think Beth Ann has tickets this year.
There she is. It's great, though, when she paints them burgundy and gold.
I love it.
Hello, baby. Hail to them.
She calls them Sonny and Sam.
Now we know.
Break out Sonny and Sam.
But now this is for all disruptive fans, including the women who flash their breasts, now can be ejected from the stadium without a refund and even lose their season tickets. And they can be banned from other games and other stadiums.
This is something that I think Costas now has done a report on it, and right. I think that it's long overdue. I mean, you go to a game. When I'm with my daughters and I go to a sporting event,
right.
If there's an asshat in back of me, he's going to get it. He's going to get an earful of it and maybe more than that. I swear to God, because there's nothing to me more cowardly than some stupid ass that is absolutely drunk off his ass and he can't control himself. You can have a million beers. I can go to a game and have lots of brewskis.
You sure can.
And I'm not going to sit there and go, F this. I don't care how many beers I've had. If there's a kid in front of me, you change your behavior for the children that are at that game. Because you know what? Sporting events are for kids and adults. And it's not, just because you're going to have your drink-a-thon,
right.
I don't care what you do, but just keep yourself together a little bit. Go party your ass off. I hope they pour you into the bus after the game is over. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with going into the stadium, and if you're going to be around others,
youngsters,
that's when you just police your behavior. I totally agree with the NFL on this.
In any situation, you should always be aware of those around.
Yeah, well, especially little ones. If I'm at a game and there's somebody drunk in back of me and they're not really – dealing with me, and they say an F word occasionally, like Rob always does.
I always do.
I don't mind it.
You didn't have to swear that none.
Mm-hmm.
The crackdown does include foul language and gestures. Letters will go out to season ticket holders. Everyone else will just have to read the new signs in the stadium.
You know, what I heard, though, as far as this Casas report about drunken fans in the NFL, I think FedEx Field here in D.C. might be like one of the biggest biggest venues for that type of activity.
Well, do you remember when we talked about it, we had dozens of calls, even from some of the people in the piece. They're
proud. Remember the guy that called and was like, yeah, that was me.
They're very proud of the fact that they get there at 10 and they drink and they drink and they drink.
Something is very wrong with you if you are getting completely sloshed and you don't feel a little guilty when you wake up in the morning.
Like Mike.
Trust me, as an Irishman, that is part of the equation.
You should feel guilt and a bruise.
Absolutely. I got one.
Of course you do.
Right there. See it? Yeah. I got that from walking into the men's room last night when I was sober. See, I'm fleet-footed when I've had a few cocktails.
You turn into Fred Astaire.
Hey, baby. It's always Fred Astaire, you old queen.
I know. He's a great dancer.
After everything he's put us through, Brett Favre said yesterday, maybe it's best if he and the Packers just part company.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. And he's now not only out of retirement, he'll be playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, for Green Bay coach Mike McCarthy, it sounds like—
After all that BS, Brett Favre can kiss my ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Unbelievable.
You displeased?
I mean, just the pampered athlete. Honest to God. Why did he dick him around, the fans up there?
Yeah, but what about—
Did you see that when they cheered him when he got off the plane and all that? What
the
hell's going on?
He misses the attention.
So now he's gone.
From Green Bay.
Was I sleeping over the last 24 hours? Did I miss this story?
You were at the Palm.
I was. I was, baby.
For Green Bay coach Mike McCarthy, it sounds like a Freudian sex dream. And I quote, "The train has left the station. He needs to jump on the train and let's go. Or if we can't get past the things that have happened, I have to keep the train moving." Mike seems a little obsessed with trains.
They're all going nuts. They've mishandled this whole situation. I mean, you know what? This is one of those delightful situations where everybody seems to be wrong.
Uh-huh.
So is he gone now? Is he going to play for Tampa Bay?
Yes. Yes, he is.
It's all done. It's all buttoned up.
Both teams have agreed in principle to a trade. Favre has agreed to the trade in principle.
When did that happen? Today?
Today is the latest. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, right. Very good. See you later, Brad. I'd like to see him with the Buccaneers.
Here's the question. When he plays for the Bucs, he'll either excel or he will stink up the joint. I don't think there's going to be any middle ground.
I couldn't agree with you more. And
which
I think,
do you think? I think he might excel.
I think he's got another good year in him. Absolutely. Everybody thought that.
He
even when he retired.
Strong.
We'll see what happens. But you know, as far as the way he behaved and the way the Packers behaved, they all came out looking like asshats in this situation.
You're right.
Finally, in Cincinnati, a Church of God minister has been convicted after threatening a fellow motorist with a gun. What would Jesus pack? The road rage victim says he also swore at her.
Well, he can lose his season tickets.
But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Minnesota man arrested after cops saw him texting while driving. Texting while driving just became illegal in Minnesota this week.
Somebody says, oh, my God, look out the window.
Well, the cops did, and they noticed the texting because they'd noticed him speeding in the wrong lane. They didn't.
LOL.
They didn't notice he'd been drinking until they smelled his breath.
I love you, L-U-V-U.
R-O-F-L.
He was driving while drunk, speeding, and texting all at the same time.
Oh, man, it's the same he didn't wear makeup, and maybe he could have a sandwich at the same time.
Exactly.
What could possibly go wrong?
Absolutely.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank.
You bet.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. I want to thank Alan Butterfield of the National Enquirer. And all his info on the John Edwards story. Also, Joe McLeod on the movies. Hope you have a good time in Ocean City, Joe.
You will.
We sure enjoyed having you on the show. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, TLC's flipping expert, Kirsten Kempbecker.
He's a flipping expert.
It's a she!
It's a great flipping booking.
Kirsten Kempbecker, tips to flip tomorrow. And in-studio, CBSNews.com, senior political editor, Vaughn Verbers. That's all coming up tomorrow.
We'll the also executive look producer, beautiful tomorrow.
Yes, we're going to go to groom. A whole segment on our grooming. We're taking tape recorders with us. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One radio network.
Yay!
I say it once in a while.
Like it.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with today's limerick. There once was a party at 8 that everyone knew would be great. With women that hot, we say, how can it not? You agree? Well, we'll see. Don't be late.
Very nice.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.